USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress say they're close to an agreement to approve extra money to help small businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. Congress created a loan program last month as part of a $2.3 trillion economic relief plan, but it's already run out of money. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
The president's number one focus is the health of the American public, and the number two focus is the economy. And I think we have a very good plan to deal with both at this point.
He spoke on CNN. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says so far the president has been doing the wrong thing.
President Trump is as simple as this. This is a moment where you could actually help to save your hometown, or you can turn away and you can fail to protect New Yorkers. And right now, you are failing to protect the very people who you grew up around.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
With so many people out of work from the pandemic, more people are going hungry. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
From the streets of Southern California to the sidewalks of Maine, the financial fallout from the pandemic crisis is now triggering a hunger crisis. In Maine, Trinity Jubilee Center Director Aaron Reed said it's getting hard to keep up.
We're seeing folks who we can tell have never had to ask for food before. And second of all, people who were already struggling.
Thank you, Jim.
Like single parents, parents working low-wage jobs, elderly people, disabled people. They used to be able to get food from different places in the community, and a lot of those food kitchens and food pantries have shut down, so people are relying on us for even more food.
According to Feeding America, the nation's largest hunger relief organization, before the virus outbreak, there were already 37 million people nationwide who didn't have enough to eat. That number is expected to grow by an additional 17 million during the crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new study shows that crime rate has dropped. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A Bloomberg News analysis study says in 10 major U.S. cities, the crime rate has dropped, especially the incidence of violent crime such as rape and murder. The study's data was gathered during a 28-day period that ended April 11th. The cities studied included Austin, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In San Francisco alone, the general crime rate dropped by more than 50% as compared to a month before. The study says one notable exception seems to be car theft, which has spiked in many cities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The world's largest randomized clinical trial of potential coronavirus treatments is underway in Britain and has recruited 5,000 patients in record time. The randomized evaluation of COVID-19 therapy, or recovery trial, is testing four promising treatments for the coronavirus disease. If the science supports it, they'll be given to the National Health Service patients as quickly as possible. Definitive results on whether the treatments are safe and effective are expected within months and could potentially benefit hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. The New York Department of Health started a trial last month that included a cocktail of chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, and azithromycin. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.